On Scripps College Week, gaining more information on disease outbreaks will be crucial for the future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christina Edholm, Assistant Professor of Mathematics, discusses how managers can better prepare for these epidemics.
When you turn on the news, you may hear about a disease outbreak or ongoing epidemiological event. People traveling need to consider what diseases are present in different locations. By using mathematical models, we can gain insight into different questions about diseases and outbreaks. We can also predict possible management options to change the course of an outbreak and prevent future cases. My research focuses on different dynamics for a variety of diseases. I started modeling outbreaks in 2014 with Ebola virus disease, focusing on cultural practices and public health education. We formulated a differential equation model that incorporated the population dynamics specific to the culture we studied. Additionally, we considered how an education campaign can affect an outbreak by classifying populations and including a parameter for increasing or decreasing disease education. Through this model, we studied historical disease outbreaks in Sudan and observed the effects of increasing an education campaign during and prior to an outbreak. Our findings highlighted the importance of public involvement in disease education to reduce the number of cases and the value of ongoing public health education. I also study the effects of superspreaders, individuals in the population who transmit disease at a disproportionately higher rate. We are studying a variety of models to identify characteristics of superspreaders in an outbreak, which could help reduce the overall number of infections. For analysis, we use different mathematical techniques along with computational simulations. Currently, we are studying superspreaders in Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome, Ebola, and coronavirus disease outbreaks. Some of the key factors we consider are time to peak infection, size of peak infection, time to an outbreak, number of deaths, and the probability of an outbreak. We hope to gain more insight into disease dynamics and outbreaks, leading to management solutions.
That was Christina Edholm of Scripps College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.